Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded ancestral Musqueam territory here at UBC. And today I have a very special episode. All through the month of July, I'm going to be playing either interviews or have live guests in studio from a very special show that's happening for Pride. It's the Pride at Redgate show on August 4th. The lineup consists of all local, all queer bands, DJs, and performers, including Devours, Nonla, Biawana, The Trolls, Kylie V, and Diva Plava Laguna. There's also going to be a late night dance party with Dame DJs. And today, I'm very excited to welcome Selena from The Trolls on the show. She called in on Friday. We had a chat. The Trolls, they all contributed songs that I'm going to play later in the episode. But before we get going with that, I'm just going to take a little second to play one more public service announcement here where I get things organized, and I'll be right back with that interview.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Hey, you're still listening to Shoes on a Wire. So as I said before that little teeny-weeny-minute break, I have an interview with Selena from The Trolls promoing the Pride show at Redgate on August 4th. The Trolls are going to be playing that bill. And Selena called in on Friday to chat with me about all kinds of different things, as well as recommend some songs. She also got into what kind of trolls each troll is. We talked about Carly Rae Jepsen. We talked about bisexuality. We talked about Victoria Pride. Funnily enough, it's a hot place, apparently. Victoria's hot. It's where you want to be. I hope you enjoy that interview. Before the interview, you're going to hear a song from The Trolls called Summer Song, one of my personal faves.
Thank you. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, my name's Selena. I'm in the band. I'm the lead singer of the band The Trolls, and That's all. That's it.
That's who I am. Yeah.
Many other things, but I think that's the most relevant for the current day.
For this moment. Okay, first of all, let me just get our levels sorted out, because right now it's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, like, what you were doing when I called you?
I am currently entertaining house guests.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-roommate, Taya May,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Past of Joe Past, famous.
Joe Past of the famous band Joe Past.
Joe Past.
Yeah.
You know, just the usual. I just got home from work, feeling a little frazzled. The bus was so loud today. Like, you know, when you're riding the bus and it's just like rattle, 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 rattle. And my sister called me and I was like, I can't even hear you because the bus is rattling so loud. And my sister has a quiet voice.
Mm-hmm.
Is this good? Are your levels good?
Yeah, they're great. But I'm enjoying this story about the bus rattles.
Yeah, basically it was just very rattly, and I felt really bad because I had, like, basically my sister just hung up on me because I kept being like, what? I can't hear you. Can you speak up? Like, oh, God.
You're like, fine. I guess we'll talk another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to not pretend it's Monday because that's so cheesy, you know? So I think we'll just
be...
Yeah.
It is cheesy.
Yeah. So I'll just be like, I talked to Selena on the phone on Friday and this is what it sounded like.
Cool.
Yeah. But, did you guys have a chance to, like, pick some songs and stuff?
We did.
Okay, cool. How many songs did you pick?
I picked one of them was Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes, yeah,
the other thing is that it was like a very, I was like, I don't know what's considered a hit. I think these are all hits, but maybe they're not, they don't count as hits in the radio world.
Right. It's basically like anything that ever was in the top 40.
Okay. Do you think Blue Oyster Cult was in the top 40?
Which song?
I don't know. Well, I can't remember.
There's like one really famous Blue Oyster Cult song. I can't remember which one it is.
I don't know either. It wasn't my pick.
It's probably fine.
One of the songs is Coyote, by Joni Mitchell.
Sweet.
That's CanCon, FemCon.
Gorgeous. Love it.
One of the songs was Red Velvet by that Korean pop K-pop group.
Amazing.
Maybe the band. Yeah. That one I think is pretty good for content. I haven't even picked my songs yet. I have been working all week.
Yeah.
And I just really haven't prepared for this.
Yeah. That's all good. We're busy. Yeah. You know what? We're busy women about town. What are you going to do about it?
We're busy women. You know? We're business people.
We're business people. This is what being a business person looks like in the year of our Lord 2019.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
So just sort of like basic band questions.
Mm.
In what way is the band like Trolls?
What? Sorry.
No. What? Okay. First of all, let me just qualify this by saying this was a suggested question from Sabia, who is one of the co-organizers of the show.
Yeah.
They want to know, in what way is the band, the Trolls, like Trolls, the mythical creature?
Okay, I can answer that now that this makes sense now. Sorry, I just was really confused for a second.
Totally fair.
The Trolls, oh my God, what are actual mythical, we live under a bridge, collectively. We all have names that end in the word troll. That's the common thing that trolls, do.
What are your troll names?
We've got Short Troll, that's me, I think. Yeah, that's me. We've got Short Troll, Dress Troll, Chad. That actually doesn't end in the name Troll, but it's close enough. Purple Danger also doesn't end in Troll. And John Fuck also doesn't end in Troll, actually.
Those are all great names.
Yeah, we all have special names, just like Trolls do.
Are you generally like mad at people for if they come close to you or like walk across your bridge, or is that like not part of your troll aesthetic?
I think that's actually totally part of our troll aesthetic. Thank you for bringing that up. I completely forgot.
Awesome. yeah, but seriously, like when did you start playing together and how did you all meet?
Okay. This is actually quite funny. So I became friends with Ridley like 3 or 4 years ago, and right around that time, the trolls, which is Rage, John, Spencer, and Ridley, I think that lineup sort of like fluctuated a little bit, but that was like the solid, and they were having trouble finding a singer, and Spencer approached me at a karaoke party after I had sung the song of the duet, At Once I See the Light from the movie Tangled. And he was like, do you want to be the singer in the trolls? I was like, yeah, I totally do. So that was sort of how I joined the band.
Incredible. Should I play clip of that song now, do you think?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that song so much.
Sweet. Pause for the song.
And the thing is, I'm not scared anymore. You know what I mean?
I'm starting to.
Where I'm meant to go. At last I see the light. And it's like the fog is lifted. And at last I see the light.
And it's like the sky is new.
And it's warm.
The fog has lifted, et cetera, et cetera.
On and on. Perfect.
On and on.
Okay, so you joined via karaoke fame.
Yes. And then what happened, this is funny, Spencer then went to Ridley and was like, hey, do you think that Selena would want to be, like, we could get Selena to be the lead singer? And Ridley was like, no way. Selena would never want to do that. And Spencer just walked away and like stayed in his room for like 6 hours quietly, like kind of sad apparently, and then came out like quite a while later and was like, well, she already said yes. And really was like, what, that's awesome. And obviously they were super happy and it was great. And then it just all happened. We wrote some songs. They had already written the songs, and I just wrote lyrics, or I wrote music over top of them. And then we played, I don't even remember our first show, but we've always been good.
Yeah.
Another similarity between us and actual trolls
is that you've always been good musicians?
Just good in general.
Good, like good at the things that you try, or like good as a characteristic of like your morality?
Good, skillful and good entertainers, I would say.
Okay, yeah, that checks out for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweet. You guys, so I just listened through your EP from like 2017, Treasure Mountain.
Yeah.
Again, before I called you today, and
cool.
I always forget that I've actually listened to this EP like a lot of times, and that Summer Song always gets stuck in my head, and there are parts of it that will just sort of play randomly, and I forget that it's you guys because it's so catchy.
And right? Isn't it a catchy
it's
song?
So
I love
catchy.
It.
And yeah. So like, and it's, I mean, and it's a very like West Coast experience, especially like Pacific Northwest, West Coast, where you're all optimistic about summertime and you want to go to the beach and then it's raining. And that's exactly what is happening right now in the summertime. Like it's supposed
totally.
To be this magical, like scorching under the sun moment. But instead, we're all like pulling out our boots again.
Yep.
How do you survive it when it's like gray and raining all the time? Or do you like it?
I don't like it at all. I complain a lot. I'm a big proponent of complaining about things, even especially common experiences, because I think that everyone relates.
Absolutely.
Know?
And also, I should let listeners know that we're both Aries, and this is for sure.
Oh, that's so true.
It's for sure an Aries trait.
Yeah. And I just think it's healthy to complain, like a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so pro-complaining, that's a coping mechanism I use. I also, like, you know, I don't know. I, like, give myself passes to, like, just stay inside and, like, hang out with myself. But I also, I try not to let it stop me from doing things that I really want to do. But if it's, like, genuinely raining, then I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to go outside. And I won't go outside. And that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I'm also I'm pro sad lamp, although I don't actually use one. But I've heard they work wonders.
I've also heard this, have not experienced it firsthand.
Yeah.
How do you feel about salt lamps?
Salt lamps? I heard once that they give out toxic gases
what?
In the night. Well, not in the night. In the
only in the night.
The heat, like the heat makes the salt release a toxin or something.
Wow.
Not anti-salt lamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I think they're beautiful, but I can't get behind them.
Yeah, you know? That's fair. Toxins are generally bad.
Objectively
I'm pretty sure.
Bad.
Yeah.
Objectively, yeah.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. Well, salt lamps aside.
Like,
sorry, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say one last thing. I love, like, I think it's very important to, like the space that you're in when you're inside. Like, I think it's really important to, like your home. Home is really important to me. I'm a Cancer moon, Cancer rising. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense with like with your chart, and it also makes sense with trolldom because trolls are very protective of their houses.
Trolls, yeah, it's so true. Thank you for bringing back to the trolls.
Absolutely, we're all about smooth transitions here. So, what makes your house cozy? Like, what elements do you need to feel like you're safe and snug?
I love putting things like beautiful art on the wall. I have a lot. Like, my walls are very like. Not cluttered. I would say they're elegantly cluttered with, like, beautiful art by my friends and people I love, and also strangers who just are good at art. I think it's important to have frozen pizza in the freezer. I think it's important to, I like putting clothing on the wall. I think that's a nice touch. I'm just
like, what kind of clothing?
House.
Like
oh,
t-shirts?
Like nice things that don't feel comfortable anymore, you know?
Can you like give me an example?
Okay. Well, I have a sweater that I spilt wax on, that is on my wall. It's my, Where's My Condo sweater, which I'm really, that's a quote from my ex-roommate Taya. Where's My Condo? I think it's wanted to make a hit. I tried to make it a hashtag hit when I had Twitter, but it didn't work. Yeah.
So like you're like searching for your condo in this sweater, or does the sweater say Where's My Condo?
The sweater says Where's My Condo.
Got it. Okay, I understand.
As like an exclamation of frustration and indignance.
Yeah, that's a real mood in Vancouver for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a hashtag waiting to happen. Make it happen. Hashtag Where's My Condo.
Yeah. So
Taya,
you
just said Where's My Condo? Taya's here. I'm so happy that I have.
Where? Yeah. So you recently left Vancouver, hey? And you're
I live in Victoria now.
What do you think
I'm
of it?
Victoria, right? I love it. It's so nice here. I don't know anybody. I only know like 4 people.
Are you okay with that?
I love it. I am very excited by that idea. I've lived in Vancouver my whole life. I've been playing music in Vancouver music scene since I was like 17 years old. I was very ready to make the move. No offense, Vancouver, but Victoria is hot.
Wow, you heard it here. That's true. Victoria is hot. Words from are you short troll?
I'm short troll, yeah.
Okay, from short troll. Victoria's hot. Noted. Okay, well, I mean, I know Victoria's super hot, but you're coming back to Vancouver in August for a pretty hot show, which is the reason that we're talking.
Yes.
I know that it's the pride. It's like a sick pride show. All the performers are like, you know, at least partially queer bands or like, you know, that yeah. kind of thing, which is very cool. It's a very cool thing. Also, the bands kick ass. Like Devours is playing, who is my favorite band, my favorite man, yes. And also the Trolls, who is us, and we're good. Who else is playing?
Okay, we've got, yeah, no worries. We've got Kylie V, Biawana.
I thought so, yeah. Kylie V, my favorite little friend.
Kylie V, yeah, Biawana. And
I remember when I first heard Biawana on the internet, and I was like, who the fuck is this? This is a real person who lives in Vancouver?
I know.
Where are they from?
They're
What's
a pop genius.
I wanted to know. They're a genius. I love it.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. Also, Nonla, another pop genius.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Genius. Oh, my God. Nonla. Oh.
Yeah. And also Diva Plavalaguna. He's also Diva Plavalaguna.
Don't know them? Great name.
You should check them out. I mean, you're going to see them at the show that you're playing.
Yeah.
But they're, like, very... I don't even know how to describe them. They're, like,
Cookie?
Sort of, like, slightly spastic, like, space post-punk. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
They're so good. And,
what a descriptor.
Right?
Sick.
Yeah.
What a good show. I just think it's a fantastic show.
It's going to be bomb.
Yeah, it's going to be bomb. And I'm also just excited. Like, this is the thing, is that I get to come back to Vancouver as, like, an exciting, exotic visitor. And I love that.
Do you have an outfit planned?
Oh, I have an outfit planned for Victoria Pride. I do not yet have my Vancouver outfit planned.
When is Victoria Pride?
It's this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have a date tomorrow, which is very exciting for me.
That's extremely exciting.
And, yeah, the parade's on Sunday. I'm going to a dance party tomorrow. Also, things are hot in Victoria. This is what I'm saying.
No kidding. But also, like, I feel, in my personal opinion, that small town or smaller town prides are, like, way more fun.
I haven't even done a pride thing in, like, 4 or 5. Like, I just haven't done a thing mm-hmm. for pride in so long because I've been in, like, a straight relationship and I didn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like, not that I didn't feel, like, I just, you know, you don't feel good about taking up that space or whatever. Or, like, you know, you're, like, happily coupled or whatever. But, like, yeah. I don't know. Now I'm like single and I'm like, this is so fun. I'm going to do this.
Well, how do you, how do you identify?
I'm bi.
You're a bisexual.
Yeah. I'm half a gay.
Yeah. Do you think about it that way? Like you're like one half a thing, one half another thing, or is it more like floaty than that?
It's just easier to say like, and I think it's funny. It's very important for me to be funny. I don't know. I like it because it's like vague and it's kind of confusing, and that's why I like saying that. It's like, I don't know. I don't really think it's like, it's just like, I just like, I was describing myself as hard bi the other day, in that my description of that was that I like just literally could not choose between what, like between anything, you know? Yeah.
I mean, great. Like, why should you have to?
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. I feel lucky. I'm blessed. You know, I'm 29. I finally get it. It's fine.
Isn't that incredible when you arrive in yourself and you're just like, oh, this was it the whole time. Here
yeah.
we are.
And it's like, oh, cool. I feel comfortable enough to like talk about this. And like, yeah, it's just really nice. It's really nice. And this is like pretty recent for me. Like not recent, but like to actually feel comfortable about it has been a new thing. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And have so much fun at Victoria Pride on your date.
Thank you.
That's so sick.
Oh, man. Oh my God. Talking. This is the thing. Is I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do this thing. Now I was like talking about my personal fucking shit on the radio. You can edit this out.
Do you actually want me to, or like?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just like whatever's good radio. Put it on there.
Okay. Well. I stan a full coming out, and I stan bisexuals, so right. It's welcome on the show. Are there any songs that you want to shout out while I have you on the phone? Because otherwise I'm going to be playing the tracks that the Trolls selected.
I would love if you played Real Love by Carly Rae Jepsen, but maybe that's taking up too many hits.
No, that's not a hit. It's a B-side. It's a B-side.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
It's the best song on that fucking album. Yeah.
Yep, 100% we'll play that. What do you like about it? Why do you like it?
I love the message that that she just wants real love.
What do you think that means?
I don't know. I like the idea of it. It just sounds nice. And also, it just is a fucking banger. Like, I just, like when it's like, and it's so fun. Like, it's fun. It's something everyone can relate to. Just, you know, real love. That's very, it's vague. It is, and isn't it, like, it's that vague, but, like, it means you can decide what it means to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that shit.
Carly Rae just, like, hitting all the boxes for us.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay, anything, I'm just trying to think of anything else. Anything by, I'm trying to think of a specific Devour song I would want to play, because I want to play a Devour song. Maybe Gimp Mask?
Oh, great choice.
Yeah.
Isn't that the song that Tegan and Sarah put on their playlist?
I think so, yeah. Which is so exciting.
So cool.
I'm just so proud of Jeff. Everything he does that's good, I'm just like, oh, I'm just proud.
I think he's going to get famous.
I want him to get famous so bad. He deserves it more than anyone else. I don't care what
Absolutely.
Anyone says. He's a Virgo. He works so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know he's a Virgo, but that makes perfect sense.
Right? It's so obvious.
Yep.
Okay. My house guests are getting antsy.
Absolutely. No, I've kept you for 25-ish minutes, so fair enough. Is there anything you want to say to the people before we wrap up?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's live your life. Live, love, laugh.
Perfect. Well, okay, happy Pride, Selena. We'll see you at the show.
Happy Pride.
And have
bye.
So much fun in Victoria. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
The world is going crazy and it feels like I just don't know who to trust sometimes. Something's coming over me. I need to get a hold of you now. We're getting good at lying, no one's saying what's keeping us all awake at night. Something's coming over me, I need to get a hold of you now. Standing here with you tonight, how do we turn on the light? I've got the feeling that the writing's on the wall, and I'm so used to the lie, and you're so down to deny. Day without it, all I want is real, real love. And I've been feeling weak without it, only want a real, real love. I'm not even scared about it, all I want is real, real love. But I don't know a thing about it, all I want is real, real love. Without it, only want a real, real love.
That was Real Love from Carly Rae Jepsen's brand new album, Dedicated, as requested by Short Troll Selena from The Trolls, who will be playing Redgate Pride on August 4th. And her second pick is Gimp Mask by Devourers, which is what you're about to hear right now on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Give me the world. I was in it for fun. Blame it on my age, it's an easy excuse. I'm not in love with you.
That was Red Velvet with Russian Roulette, the K-pop sensation. I'm going to play a couple ads real quick and take a break, and we'll be back with more song requests from the trolls on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey!
Everybody's favorite Jewel Punks, Necking, are releasing their debut album, Cut Your Teeth, on Mint Records. Come celebrate at the record release show with Necking and their pals, Pudding, Emily Toyota, and Bedwetters Anonymous. There are free toothbrushes for the first 50 people through the door. See you at the Red Gate on Friday, July 12th.
Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is proud to present the 2019 Showcase.
Featuring eight camper bands who wrote and learned their songs all in 1 week, with special bands Primp and Biawana.
Come down to the Wise Hall Saturday, July 13th. Doors at 12:30 p.m., show at 1 p.m.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, I have a song that was a pick from John F. Word, whose full name I can't say right now, mostly to spare the group of kids who came and were just looking in the window while I was playing the Red Velvet song a minute ago. But it's Nirvana with Drain You. So stay tuned for that. And once again, if you're just tuning in, this whole hour is curated by the Trolls, who are going to be playing the August 4th Pride Show at Red Gate. So if you're interested in that event, look it up on Facebook and come. It's going to be really fun. Yeah, this is Nirvana.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I don't care what you think, unless it is about me. It is now my duty to completely drain you. I travel through to blend up in your affection, drain me for you. That's it. We'll be right back.
That was Drain You by Nirvana, a song I never thought I'd have an excuse to play on this show, but they're for sure some of my favorites as straight white men. And I listened to that record obsessively in high school, so thank you, John Fuck of the Trolls, for requesting it. Up next is Blue Oyster Cult with Golden Age of Leather, and this is Chad's choice. So Chad is just called Chad. I don't know if that's their real name or not. I think it's just like Chad Troll, but without the troll at the end. And anyways, here's some Blue Oyster Cult.
A can of beer on high and seal your fate forever. Our best years have passed us by. The golden age of leather.
All right, almost 6 minutes of heaven with Blue Oyster Cult. That was Golden Age of Leather, 1977. What a year! Finally, on the show, I have a track from CanCon FemCon legend Joni Mitchell. This is a song called Coyote, and this is my final request from the trolls. This one's requested by Purple Danger Troll. It's been a wild ride this episode, and I've had a great time. I hope you have as well. Up next is Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Very excited to hear what Nina's theme is today, as I'm sure you are also. So stay tuned, and I will leave you with Joni Mitchell. Next week, I will probably have another guest, but it's a surprise. I'm not telling you yet, so you have to tune in to find out. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. In the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes in those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo hole.